My relationship with my grandpa was very good. He was always very nice to me. He was kind of more like my father.
Tell me about him.
My grandpa was a big handyman. He always fixed everything around the house. He was just a very prominent figure in the family.
What is your best memory of him?
One of my best memories is when ever I had a assignment for school, had to do with heritage, he'd always take all day and just help me with anything I needed for those type of assignments wherever he could help.
How did your grandpa die?
My grandpa had diabetes for a long time, and he eventually had both of his legs amputated, and during one of the amputations, they found cancer in his lungs, which was already pretty advanced, so he passed away from cancer complications.
What has been the hardest thing about losing your grandpa?
One of the hardest things is that, well, I don't have him anymore to guide me and to scold me. He would always be the one to kind of tell me when I did things wrong. So I miss that about him a lot.
What do you miss most about him?
Just seeing him at the house every day, walking into the kitchen. He'd always be at the table with his newspaper. Just that consistency.
What about him makes you smile?
Just remembering his smile makes me smile. He would always have a very, very big grin from like ear to ear and big hearty laugh and his whistles. He'd always, whenever I hear whistling, I always think about him.
How are you different now than you were before you lost your grandpa?
Now that he's gone, we don't have that person in the family to kind of get mad at everybody. So I guess I've kind of taken over that role of having to like listen to everybody's problems and try to solve their issues, kind of like he used to do.
What has helped you the most in your grief?
After my grandpa passed away, probably the best thing for me was the consistency of my grandma still being there. Just seeing her still there kind of helped with him not being there anymore.
How has this affected you in your life?
I think it made me really censorship myself. I think about things a lot more from a different perspective, kind of more like a old soul type of thing. So it's really just changed the way I listen to and talk to other people.
What did he mean to you?
My grandpa was like the most important teacher of my life, so he meant a great deal to me.